Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Tuesday the 11th of January. I wasn't going to pop up till Friday, but it's a fast-moving world, isn't it? There's just so much going on, not really football-related, that if I don't talk about it, my little brain is going to pop. Where do we start? Let's start with the old Middle-Earthers. They're killing me. You're killing me. When we were kids, you sort of said, oh, you're watching it through your rose-tinted specs or your Arsenal specs. Them claret and blue specs are something else, aren't they? They are something else. And fair play, I don't know why, but we seem to have a lot of Villa fans. I don't know why that is. We've got a lot of Middle-earth people in general, a lot of Villa fans. And I think you need to rally behind the old general, because the general seems to be the most sensible of the bunch. I don't know what I'm missing. Honestly, don't. You're talking like you're Brazil of the 70s. It's absolute madness. You're 13th in the league. You're 13th. You're mid-table. And even since, what was Gerrard's last game? Southampton, wasn't it? Because, yes, Smith played Southampton with Norwich. And it's the first time a manager had played two fixtures consecutively against the same opponents with a different club. So who have you beat? You've played Liverpool, lost to them. I haven't got the fixture. You played Liverpool, didn't you? Lost to them. You've played Chelsea, lost to them. Did you play City? Have you played Man City? Yeah, you played Man City. Apparently you're brilliant, but you lost to them. You've lost to Brentford. You've beat Brighton. You've beat Norwich. And you've beat... Who else did you beat? You've beat Leicester. Did you beat Leicester? And Palace, I'm trying to think from the ultimate weeks. So Brighton, Leicester, Palace. So if I walk in the pub, forget anything about football, and somebody says to me, oh, Villa are playing Palace today, who do you fancy? I'd say I'd be close, probably Villa, maybe. Playing Norwich, I'd go, yeah, Villa. Probably the only one of those that you've beat that I wouldn't say that would be Leicester. But then even now at the minute, Leicester, you lot are talking like you're winning the league. Rachel, wind your necks in, calm yourselves down. You're 13th in the league. You're as close to the bottom as you are to the top six. And you've got all the others have got games in there below. You just keep looking over your shoulders. You know, you go to a shite United team, dreadful United team. Terrible. Certainly this is up there with the worst United team and the football they're playing that I've known. They're so far removed from where Fergie was, and combination of whatever they did with getting, you know, just managers, getting Ollie in, for me, will always go down as a disaster no matter what anybody says. I think this guy's good, whether he works out at United. Sometimes people are good and they just don't work out at a club. But he's going to need time, obviously. But they're terrible. You know, but they're terrible and still seventh in the league with a game in hand to go level with West Ham and Arsenal, or level with West Ham in fifth. So I didn't think, you know, a Man U fan texted me yesterday morning, Lay United yesterday, 1 point shouldn't be odds on. Not about price. I didn't think Villa would win last night. I don't think Villa will win at the weekend. Wind yourselves in. All this talk of brilliance. It's like, every time I read it, it's like you're flipping Brazil and you're playing teams off the park and passing it around and Pele's in the middle. Calm yourselves, you're 13th. So that's the starting point. And then I get sent yesterday on Twitter, and he done it on purpose. I love him to bits. But this monstrosity, I mean, it's turned into a full-on thing now. This monstrosity by... It's a British cuisine best in the world that Andy Richmond has retweeted, tagging me in, of one of these stupid pies in a flipping bread roll. So they've got a bread roll, they've buttered it, opened it up, and then decided, I've got a pie, I'll put it in. And I've said, well, one, it's mental. That's the first point. It's mental. Two, it's the thought process. So at some stage, somebody's had a bread roll, one sitting there, got bread roll over there, or got a meat pie there. I know what I'd do. I won't just eat the meat pie, perhaps with a bit of chips and peas or a bit of sauce, gravy, whatever it may be. I'm going to take that pie, I'm going to put it in that roll, and I'm going to eat it, and that's going to become a thing. It's mental. It is mental. Apparently it's called a Wigan kebab. If you're into that sort of thing, I've only got one question. What the fuck is wrong with you? Genuinely, what is wrong with you? And you invent your words for it. Barm. Barm is fermenting malt liquors. It's nothing to do with fucking bread rolls. You can't just go around inventing words. Nonsense. It's turned into a big thread. He's pulled me. And then, of course, you get in bed last night. Flick the news. And I couldn't sleep then because I'm raging. I've sat there waiting, thinking, when is this woman, this Sue Gray, going to report back? Because they sort of made it sound like, oh, we'll know in a few days. And the longer it goes on for me, it's like the sort of Russian thing that he didn't publish. They just, you know, I've said it, we live in a world with news cycles. Let's just change the news. But you've now got an email inviting people to a party when the country was in one of the biggest states of lockdown. Bring your own booze. I told you about this guy in November 2019. And I will keep saying I told you so, because I did. Because I had people come at me saying this, that and the other, that he's great and he'll be good and get Brexit done, waving his fucking fist and that. The guy is an absolute, complete and utter cardboard cutout cunt. That is what he is. And he is laughing at all of us. He's sitting there in a position of power, laughing at all of us, taking people along with him. The first thing I did this morning again, I mean, I sent my MP one email a while back thinking it will only be one and I'll get a reply. We're now like pen pals. And she comes back with the same old bollocks. And I've told her this morning that she's not part of the solution. She's part of the problem. And if you're standing by watching it, you're complicit. And I am happy to have anybody on this pod, anybody, genuinely, to have a proper adult discussion who wants to discuss the merits of this individual. It is fucking horrific. You have got people, irrespective of what you think of this virus and vaccine status or whatever, hundreds of thousands of people have died, millions across the world. You've had people dying in hospital whose relatives cannot go and see them. You've had people hauled out of funerals for sitting too close to each other. You've had people unable to go to funerals to pay their respects to loved family members. And this fucking guy is standing in his fucking garden having parties and drinking champagne. And we think it's fucking acceptable. And then he stands up and desecrates every fucking element of British institutional politics by lying about it consistently everywhere. At the fucking dispatch box, sending out his fucking troops to lie for him. It's an absolute fucking disgrace. And I couldn't not do a podcast because I'm fucking raging about it. I am raging. And I'm not raging because I'm right. I'm raging at the fucking where we're headed and the state it's in. And I don't give a fuck about politics now. This is get him out at all costs and fucking start again. If you cannot see what these people are doing. They're fucking robbing the fucking coffers blind. Fucking lying in their own pockets, destroying the fucking merits of any parliamentary system that we've got. And we're all just sitting back going, well, we don't want the other lot, you're fucking mental. It's a fucking disgrace. We need to get this fucking cardboard cutout cunt out now. Right fucking now, today. Get this fucker out of here and start again. Fuck me, they've got 400 MPs. Are you telling me we can't form a fucking government? Whether you don't like Tories or not, get some fucking other people in there and get these fucking people out. There's nothing, nothing. There's no defence for what is going on. And unfortunately, one of the big issues, and there's people on FTS who I know are like this because I've been out with them and I've spoken, they only give a fuck if it matters to them. Oh, well, it didn't bother me, so it doesn't matter. I didn't have to not go. Couldn't not go to hospital or funeral, so it doesn't fucking matter. Have some fucking thought for people. Have a thought for all those people. Last fucking in that May 2020, June 2020, losing people. Couldn't see old people who couldn't have their family visit. Watching people through windows. It's fucking horrendous. Genuinely, I could not sleep. I'm so angry. So fucking angry about it. And I'm grateful to FTS for the things like the fucking balm cake and the Villa talk, because that's a laugh and a joke and banter, and it kind of took my mind off it. So I am grateful to you, because those sort of stuff does make me laugh. You're fucking mad, all of you. But fucking hell, this guy is disgusting. And I did tell you in 2019, and a large majority of people listening to this think he's did think he was fucking great. He is nothing other than what he's always been, which is a fucking thick, fucking nasty piece of work. That's what he is, who somehow, like that other fucking fraud, has bumbled their way into the fucking forefront. Anyway, I had to say it. I can fucking chillax now and do the football. Yeah, so you lot carry on with your balm fucking cakes, Wigan kebabs, fucking hell. Villa. We're living in strange times, crazy times, genuinely crazy times. I've got nothing else today, so yeah, I've got nothing. So I will be back. I'll be back with Zed Zumpty on Friday. Now I've got that off my chest. We got limited football this week. Spurs going out the Carabao Cup tomorrow, and Chelsea get to the final. I don't know whether Liverpool are playing. I don't know whether Klopp allowing them to play. I see that all these positives are now false positives. And they're going to investigate it. Don't get excited, anybody. Absolutely, I'm telling you now. And like I've told you, inflation will be 5% by April. End of April. I've got till April the 30th. That's absolutely going to happen. Nothing will happen with anything here. Nothing will happen with this Klopp investigation. He's gaming the system without a doubt. And he is. And unfortunately, as with all these things, it's like the way VAR is used. I understand. I mean, I couldn't, that goal last night, I've seen it. I couldn't see what they disallowed. I didn't watch it, and I understand from the Telegram where it went on for 3-4 minutes. Absolute. I don't know why are we incapable of using it. It's just incredible, isn't it? You watch things like the Euros, World Cup. Nobody's sitting going, this is mental. You watch anything in the I mean, I don't agree with it being used in the FA Cup when it's not being used everywhere, but that's another point. But how does it take over three minutes to look at something? I mean, I only saw the goal on Twitter and thought, well, I didn't see much wrong with it. Cavani ran into a bloke. But apparently there was offsides and handballs and that, so I don't know the ins and outs. But it's just these things, for whatever reason, you know, the Johnson situation is there, for whatever reason, we just accept this bollocks way that things are run, and with these postponements and things, and obviously Italy having games and all going to have their own issues, but how the Premier League and the FA didn't come out and say, this is the set criteria for games to be postponed and nothing else is acceptable, is beyond me, because you're just allowing teams who've got a couple of injuries, whatever, just to batter it all up and do what it do. And this case-by-case business is absolute nonsense. And as I say, for me, yes, City probably going to win the league, but the whole integrity of this year's competition for me is completely in the gutter, just with what's happened over the last few weeks. You know, Chelsea being forced to play with Kit, just the whole thing, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And the whole thing needs looking at, but I don't hold my breath. You know, with these certain things, we can vote Boris out. Football needs a monumental change, and I think people are just too, again, oh well, I can sit and watch it in my front room, so it doesn't really matter. All of the apathy is the word. There's too much apathy in the UK for fucking everything. Nobody wants to stand up and do anything, and everybody's worried about how does it affect me. So there, if anybody wants me to lead the Let's Get Football Back, I'm more than fucking happy to join in, but you've got to stand behind me and fucking have some conviction about it, because it's bollocks. Football in this country is now complete and utter bollocks. Run by fucking Far East fucking countries. Fucking can't operate VAR. FA is not fit for purpose. It's just complete. A fucking national team that is, well, fuck knows. Bollocks. There. Happy fucking Tuesday. Enjoy yourselves. I've got some news to announce. It's not good news, but today's not the day. I've got 2022 trading wise has been so far really good for me. And I've got lots, as I say, good plans for FTS, but fucking domestically, I thought, I don't know why I thought, because it's an irrational thought, I thought I'll get to the 31st of December, put all that behind me, and we'll move into the new year. It's been a fucking disaster. But nothing for people to get too worried about. I won't say anything. Today is not the day, but I will unleash a couple of stories over the next few weeks on here as breaking news, as news develops. There, right, see you later.